You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics True Age Test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
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 Housewives of True Crime.
That's right.
Thanks for listening, guys. You know that we just passed our 2-year anniversary. Did you know that, Gretchen?
Oh my God. Happy anniversary.
Yeah. So I brought my favorite drink to the table.
You did?
I
Coffee.
Did.
Starbucks. Wow.
Yeah. It's been a day. I'll just tell you that.
I'm drinking coffee, too. We are like ESPN simpatico.
Oh.
I just had my second COVID vaccine, and I feel like hammer dog shit. But I still wanted to partake in a cocktail, but in order to keep my mojo up, for the podcast, yeah. I'm drinking tequila and coffee with a little splurging on a little creamer.
That's called a Mexican coffee, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
think
what
so.
They call that drink.
Yeah, and it's effing delicious. I'm actually having it over ice, still with the Sonic ice. Iced coffee.
Okay, awesome. Where did you get the Sonic ice?
I brought it back from Colorado.
Oh my God, you still have it? You are
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I still do. Yeah.
You are so nuts.
What do you give someone for, weren't we, is it the gift of paper? I mean, what do you give your true crime partner? I feel like it should be like handcuffs or like we should have, there's got to be some Emily Post thing, what we should have exchanged.
Oh, I'll think about it since you're coming this week to see
that's
me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're meeting up. In the Dallas.
That's pretty much it.
And if you want to see us, hit us up on any of our social media platforms or email us at housewivesoftruecrime@gmail.com. And we will give you the place that we're going to meet up. And it's on Saturday the 1st.
Yeah. At noon.
Yeah. So we are very excited. So hope to see you on Saturday. And I'm more excited to see you too, Gretchy, face to face instead of face to face like this. You
like
know
this.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to get all up in your business. I'm dying to hear your story. What's something happened?
I know. Okay. So you guys, no judgment, please. I know this is a little bit bougie, so no judgment.
Shit.
All right. But I have an overwhelming amount of laundry.
Okay.
And so I have somebody help me with it and I put it outside, you know, like the, you know, like a dry cleaner, they come and pick it up. They
Although
come
you have
and
a laundry service. Yeah.
Yes. So I put it out in bags and she comes and picks it up. Anyhow, she texts me and she says, your laundry's not outside today. And by the way, it was all the stuff. I just went on a little girl's trip and it was all of that shit, you know, all of like the stuff. I mean, they're a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And all my
so that
uniforms.
Also means that's her good shit.
I know.
That's not like, it's not the same workout pants you wear, you know, Monday through
yes,
Friday
every
to
day.
Go through the carpool line. Right. Okay.
This is
so
right.
Your good
this is
shit
right.
is on your porch.
That's right. And she says, it's not there. And I'm thinking, you got to be fooling me. Like, nobody is going to steal dirty laundry from my front door. That would be real weird.
I think it goes
but
for
Stranger
a top
Things,
dollar on eBay, dude.
Probably have happened.
Maybe.
So then I remember that my husband kind of told me that the Salvation Army was coming today also.
Shut up.
Yes. So guess where my laundry is at? It's at the Salvation Army.
Can you get it back from them?
Well, I mean, I was flipping the F out, dude. I know it's just clothes and it's nothing. Like, it's dumb. But, I mean, it gave me a stomachache. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So, by the way, that's why I pushed you because I had to figure out where all of my shit was. My kids' uniforms. Like, all of it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my husband is going dumpster diving, basically, tomorrow morning.
Oh,
to find
shit.
All of our clothes.
Tabby.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of making up to do with your husband.
Oh, he is like, you are not getting your laundry done ever again. Like, it's not my fault that you didn't specify where the Salvation Army should pick up the stuff.
No, as I recall, I've donated to had the Salvation Army pick up for me and you tie like a red
yes,
tag around
write,
that.
You're supposed to write down like
yeah.
Salvation Army so they know because of, I'm sure, this problem. Or not this problem, but similar problems.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's that.
I suppose you also, if you don't get your stuff back, could itemize it and list it as a charitable donation tax write-off. And some lucky lady will be in your Gucci slides. Or whatever you had in there. I don't know.
Nothing.
So
that fancy,
it could be it could not be a total disaster. It could be a
a tax write-off, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Could definitely be that. I wanted to tell you one other thing. Sorry for taking over this thing, but I thought this was really funny. I went on a girls' trip and these really cute little French waiters were, you know, in their early 20s and they were just cute as buttons. And since nobody was there where we went on our girls' trip, they were real happy to have some patrons. And so they just kept feeding us shots and shots of tequila. And then after they were like hitting on us, like they came down to the beach and they were like, one of them's like, oh, you girls are so cute. And I was like, oh, thanks. You know, that's so nice
of you.
Wait,
were these females or males?
Males.
Okay.
They have like hot male waiters.
Yeah.
23 years old.
Yeah.
And then one of them says to me, you know, I really love old women.
That's hot. That's such a turn on.
I'm like, are you referring to me as the old woman? I was like, okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Not that I was going to do anything anyways, but I was like, okay, I don't need any more of your shots.
Yeah.
Or your food or your one-liners. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank okay. you. Goodbye.
Are you ready for anything some crying? With you? No, nothing with me. I have nothing. I have absolutely fucking nothing.
Except your eyelashes look on point.
Okay. Yeah. If you're watching this via YouTube, I'm experimenting with eyelashes. So I tried some new, more dramatic ones today.
But I love them. I think you should.
Yeah, they look.
I think you should rock them.
Yeah, but they're good. But they're not like good daytime lashes. I mean, if I went out like this, people would say I was a horror.
I don't think so.
These are evening lashes.
Oh, mine are the, my still or my natural Thrive lashes.
So good.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do this crime business.
Okay. To it. Today's case was brought to us by listener Akeem Sutherland. Thanks, Akeem.
Hakeem. Thank you.
I don't think it's a Hakeem.
Oh, Akeem. I
just
don't know.
Akeem.
How do you spell
There's
it?
No H. A-K-E-E-M.
Akeem. Okay,
yeah.
Pretty name.
Yeah. Well, it's a dude.
Oh, well, pretty handsome name. Okay.
There you go.
Akeem.
Okay. Sorry, Akeem.
It could be a girl or a boy name.
It could, but it's not.
Okay.
This case takes place in a small town, Mount Washington, Kentucky. I don't think that we've been to Kentucky before.
Well, I've been to the Kentucky Derby.
Well, yeah, but I mean, crime speaking.
No, okay. But my friend that lives here, that listens to our podcast, She is from Kentucky, actually.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, friend. Yeah, I would like to travel to all of the states of the United States of America and some foreign countries, too. So
good luck with that. That foreign country thing is not that easy right now.
No, I just mean crime speaking, Tab.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we've been to Kentucky yet.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I need some like Wyoming crime. I need some rando
I
states.
Just did
right.
That.
Okay. Well, maybe we are traveling the globe.
Okay.
I'm just not keeping track enough. I don't think we've been to Rhode Island.
So many.
Delaware. I don't know. Maybe we have, whatever. Anywho. Washington, Kentucky is where we're at today.
Okay.
Okay. Population around 9,000.
Wow. Small.
You can buy a decent home there for under $200,000, and for $400,000, you can get yourself one of those new construction farm-style open floor plan homes that are all the rage, Tab.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving myself to Kentucky.
That's right. Okay. So if you are visiting Mount Washington, there are a couple of dining options, like Little Caesars, Pizza, Taco Bell, and McDonald's, which is where it all went down in 2004.
McDonald's.
That's right. Okay. Luis Ogborn was 18 years old and working a double shift on this particular Friday. Luis was always picking up extra shifts when she could because She was working at the McDonald's to help her family out since her mama lost her job about 4 months ago.
That's a nice daughter.
Yeah, very nice daughter, right? Mm-hmm. She's a very nice girl. Louise looks and seems like a real good kid, as in, like, honest, wholesome kind of vibe. Like, Louise was probably going to, like, youth group and was on the student council while you and me were smoking pot in the parking lot and skipping classes. Okay?
Okay.
Tab's like, speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself, woman.
I promise she's a better kid than you and I even aspire to be.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying. So when she began her second shift at the McDonald's, you can imagine her and her coworkers' shock when her manager, Donna, took her off the floor because she told her one, Officer Scott was on the phone and Donna had been instructed to keep an eye on Louise until he could get there because Louise was involved in a theft.
Oh.
The officer told Donna what happened was a customer at McDonald's earlier in the afternoon had reported that while she was there, a girl working who met Louise's description had reached into her purse while she had it placed on the counter and had taken money out of it. Well, Donna took her job as the manager of the McDonald's very seriously. She's a rule follower.
So she called the police?
The police called her, Tab. That's what I'm telling you. This is what the police is telling Donna happened. Okay? But Donna is following the rules of this officer. She respects authority. Okay?
Got it.
She is, I would say, more like me than you.
Donna.
Yes.
Nowadays, not when Gretchen was in high school.
I think I respect authority more. Yeah, If we were in high school and I would have gotten busted, I would have like crumbled, but you would have gotten,
I would have got away with it.
Yeah, you would have talked your way out of it. Okay. Yeah.
True.
Okay. Donna would have crumbled too. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. You and Donna.
Yeah, me and Donna.
This.
Yeah. Well, for we'll just see. This part, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, I Googled McDonald's manager's salary.
Guess I want to know.
Okay, they make around $50,000 a year and up, which that just seems like all right to me for being, you know, like a manager. But, you know, I Googled the In-N-Out managers because I know that they make a lot of money. Guess how much they make?
How much?
$160,000 a year.
Holy shit.
So that's like, what gives Mickey D's? Like, I feel like it's harder to manage
a McDonald's
than an In-N-Out.
Oh, 100%, because In-N-Out only has like three items.
Right? Okay.
You got shakes, fries, and burgers. That's it.
Okay. So, just fun fact.
Okay.
So, Miss Donna receives this phone call from this officer, Scott, who informed her that he had spoken to Donna's regional manager. Mm-hmm. Who had said that he had informed him that the officer could count on Donna to assist him because what sounds like a simple theft case was actually a little more precarious. Well, Donna was on board to cooperate with the officer of the law 100%. So she did what she was told and pulled Louise from the floor to the back room, which fortunately had a surveillance camera. So just so you know, everything I am about to tell you really happened. It's all on tape. So Louise is in the back room. The officer is on the phone with Donna, and he asks her to search Louise for the stolen money. Empty your pockets, look in her purse.
Mm-hmm.
Donna did and did not find any cash. The officer said, yeah, I was afraid this was going to happen. He told Donna, this is what experienced thieves like Louise do. They hide money very well. she was going to need to have Louise remove her uniform. So,
whoa. And how old is Louise again?
18.
Yeah. Young.
Young. Young. Like a Kentucky 18. Like a little more sheltered 18.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Okay. So Donna followed the instructions she was given by the officer and asked Louise to remove her clothes. And Louise did. Louise did at this point start arguing that this was crazy, that she's never stolen anything in her whole life. But like Donna was not having it. She was determined to cooperate with this officer who continued to give her praise for doing so. You know, he was like, thank God I have you, Donna. I really appreciate this. And Donna's just eating it up. Well, timid and young Louise questioned why she should have to take her clothes off when she had already been searched and is adamant that she never stole any money. But Louise also says her parents taught her to listen to adults, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took her uniform off and stood before Donna in the back room of the McDonald's. Now, before Donna did this, she maybe had a tinge of hesitation because she did question, for once, the police officer on the phone about why she should have to be the one to strip shirt, why she should have to be the one to strip search Louise.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he told her, here's the thing, Donna. Louise's brother is also involved in some serious trouble, and we are searching their house right now. And so I can't get there to deal with Louise, but I need you, Donna. I really need you to not let her out of your sight. And actually, I need you to do more for me. I think she might have put the money in her bra or panties. So I am going to need you to have her take those off. And so she instructs Louise to, and Louise does. After this, she gives Louise an apron to cover up her bits and pieces, but she does not give Louise back her clothes. After the search, she had her take them off and put them in a bag because Officer Scott instructed Donna to bag up all of Louise's belongings and put them in her car in the employee parking lot where she was to leave the stuff unlocked so that police could come by and get it to test for forensics.
My God, this sounds so bananas. Are you it was $10 out of a, like... And
yeah.
By the way, nobody's just going to reach into your bag in front of the McDonald's. Like, are we not thinking, Donna?
Tab, we are just getting started. Okay. So Donna is in a pickle because she needs to go to her car, you know, to follow the instructions, but she can't leave Louise alone. So Officer Scott asks her to appoint a trusted employee to supervise Louise's detention. So Donna asks one of the cooks, a young man named Jason Bradley, to watch over his almost naked coworker. So Jason gets on the phone with the officer. Officer Scott told Jason that he was going to need him to have Louise remove the apron she was wearing and describe what he saw. Jason was out. And he refused the officer on the phone, stating there's no way he was going to do that because Louise was his friend and he didn't want to be a part of this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's Friday and it's getting busy at the home of the McRib and they really need all hands on deck. And Donna expresses this to the officer on the phone. He is sympathetic to her situation and given that he did not care for that employee, Jason Bradley, you know, who did not cooperate with him. He asked her if she happened to be married. She said, no, I'm not married, but I am booed up in the way of a fiance officer. Okay. So Officer Scott says, perfect, get that guy down here. So Donna calls up her fiance, a gentleman named Walter Nix, who goes by the name Wes. And he was happy to hightail it down to the Golden Arches and help Donna and the officer out. Wes was much more cooperative than Jason was. Officer Scott instructed Wes to have Luis do jumping jacks to dislodge the cash from whatever nook and cranny she had it hidden in, because it had to be there. Okay?
I cannot even.
Naked jumping jacks in front of the manager's fiance. Okay? All on tape. So Luis did, but no cash was dislodged. So then Wes was instructed to insert his fingers inside her and look further. The officer telling him, this is standard law practice. I can count on you, right, Wes? And so he did it. Side note.
I can't even.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Wes was an exterminator. So I can't help but think, in addition to violating this girl, I'm thinking, I hope he washed his hands after he got off work before he put him in this poor girl's hoo-ha. Okay? So it's crazy, and it's about to get crazier. Imagine this poor girl is hostage, and the officer is also periodically talking to her on the phone, telling her that she cooperates or she's going to jail, because he has proof that this woman who is accusing her is telling the truth. Louise says she cooperated because she was scared for her life. So then
you're like, Louise,
oh my God,
ask for an attorney and move on your way. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about all the lessons learned at the end of this.
Okay.
For sure. Okay. So then the officer asks her to kiss Wes.
What? This is bananas.
So Luis refused.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Please.
Okay. Well, when she did, the officer instructed Luis to bend over Wes's lap and get spanked. He spanked her continuously for 10.
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story, because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns with an S .com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build an any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. IXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with IXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of IXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
Minutes. Leaving welts on her. I mean,
who is up to this?
Okay.
Somebody is watching on that camera.
After being in the room with her for the next 2 hours, Officer Scott instructed Louise to perform oral sex on Wes. And she did. Now, during these 2 hours when Wes was supervising Louise, Donna periodically came in to check on things, but somehow she missed all the assaulting that was taking place. We can see everything happen from the security footage, but there's no audio. Okay. So okay. You can just, you know,
you're going to see what's going on.
You can just see what's going on. So when Donna comes in, you can see Louise wrapped in the apron, like lean into Donna's shoulder. Like she said she was begging Donna, please let her go. And you can see she is obviously distraught. She says she was saying, please make this all stop. And Donna's body language in the video is like very like push her away. Like, I'm not having any of it. Donna was just completely dismissive of this distressed young girl. And, you know, just focused on doing what she was told. So the next thing that happens is Wes starts to feel some kind of way after the blowjob he just forced Louise to give him. And so he tells Officer Scott, I can't do this anymore. I've got to get out of here. And the officer agrees to let Wes go, but he has to find someone to take his place. So Wes tells Donna he can't stay any longer. And there happens to be an employee in the restaurant that was just there to have, you know, dessert. Okay. He's just eating in the lobby. And so Donna told him about the situation with Luis and asked him to take over. So Wes leaves, but before he did, he called up a friend and said, can I come over? I did something terrible. But he failed to tell Donna what had happened, you know, before he left. So, spoiler alert, Donna and Wes broke up. So this other employee who had just stopped by for a McFlurry or something goes in the back and sees Louise who had now been detained naked and assaulted for 3.5 hours, and gets on the phone with this officer. And the officer starts to tell him to take off the apron covering Luis, and he tells him, go to hell. Right? Mm-hmm. And simultaneously, Donna went into her office and decided to call the regional manager that the officer had originally told her was already cooperating with him. Remember that guy the officer said had assured him that, you know, Donna would cooperate as well? Okay, well, Donna reached this guy, and obviously he told Donna, nope, that did not happen. And also he said something along the lines of, what the fuck are you talking about, Donna, that you have been instructed to detain an employee naked for 3.5 hours? And so...
like, Donna, wake the fuck up, you stupid idiot.
Yeah. So he raced right on down to the Mount Washington McDonald's and called the police, who arrived moments later because the police station is only 0.5 mile away. Fortunately, one of the employees had the wherewithal to star 69. Remember that?
Yeah.
The caller, you could, I mean, back when people used, before we were all using cell phones all the time, you could star 69, a number that called you, and it would call the number back.
Yeah, you might still be able to do that.
Maybe you can. Okay. Anyways, so one of the employees did that, which was good because that gave the authorities the number the caller was calling from. And so the investigation into who was the mystery caller that had been impersonating a police officer began. Now, I thought impersonating a police officer was a bigger deal, but, you know, in California, it's only a misdemeanor, which carries a sentence. Yeah, it carries a sentence up to a year and like a $2,000 fine, like a max sentence. That seems light to me.
It does seem light.
I mean, clearly you can do a whole lot of damage impersonating a police officer.
100% you can. Like, you know, knock on your door and then take off all his clothes.
Or
you know,
like,
I'm saying, you know, like those strippers that dress up as police officers and then they start taking off their clothes.
I was thinking more along the lines of the people that buy like a police siren and pull you over on the side of the highway and then rape your ass.
Do you know what? Do you ever wonder, you see those people that drive like old police cars?
Yes.
Or they have like white cars with the big lights, like, like spotlights. And then you're like, what gives? Like, what kind of person does that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Never met one, thankfully, because I don't think I'd be friends with them.
Okay.
Just saying.
Just saying.
If you guys drive a police car or a police looking car.
Then explain
and
yourself.
You're not a police officer. Tell me why you do it.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thought investigators had was that this has got to be someone close by watching. That's what you thought, Tab. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when they tracked the number the phone call was made from, they tracked it to a payphone in a grocery store in Panama City, Florida.
What?
I know. We can't get away from Florida. Anyways,
Florida.
Even when it's about Kentucky. And the call was made using a calling card. So they wanted to obtain surveillance video from like phone card retailers in the area. The major one was Walmart. So they started there and they asked for assistance from the Panama City Police Department. And you know what they told them? They said, we've actually been down this road before. For a hoax phone call that caused a lot of stress to some folks in Massachusetts. But unfortunately, when that happened, the video was only able to produce a low-quality image of the customer and not any real identifying information. Just some guy walks in, pays cash.
Mm-hmm.
But they were willing to try again and look at more footage. So this time, they were able to look at the time-stamped footage of the man purchasing the phone card And they could tell this was the same guy from the footage that they had reviewed for the Massachusetts hoax. But this time, they could see the man was wearing a uniform for CCA, which is a correctional officer company that services the local prison. So they took the image on down to the local clink, and his employer was able to identify him as David Stewart, prison guard, married, father of five. Boom.
Creep.
He's a prison guard. Creep.
F.
Okay, so they arrested him and extradited him to Kentucky.
Could you imagine if you're like, your husband
dude
gets arrested for this? You're like, what did
shit?
You do? You idiot. And by the way, he's not even watching it. He's just getting off by listening to this.
I mean, and I kind of feel sorry for the prisoners, because if this is what he's like harassing people over the phone, what's he doing in person? Like,
I don't know. Weird. And how does he know that about Louisa? Oh, he didn't know her name. He just gave the description.
Donna just fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Donna's just an idiot.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, listen, you are not alone. After I turned 40-something, let's not really name it, but my goodness, I started feeling different. I mean, my body started to change. My mood was something crazy. I just felt off. And if you are like me, most people just told me, oh, it's your age. Well, listen, I don't take that. I found something that actually works, and I am bringing it to you. If you have not tried Hormone Harmony, it is time. It is amazing. I'm telling you, hands down, this stuff. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages. If you are struggling with life's disturbing symptoms such as PMS, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, I mean, hello, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, check mark here, occasional bloating and gas, and no desire to be in bed next to someone, you know what I'm talking about, guys. Well, yeah, that is where Hormone Harmony can help you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use my code CLINK at checkout, and that is happymammoth.com. And use the code CLINK for 15% off. I promise you, you will love it.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Okay, I have to tell you a quick story really, really fast. But I was walking with my friend the other day at tennis, and she was asking me if I use this app that you get cash back when you're shopping. She was telling me all about how she gets cash back at, I think, Neiman Marcus. Well, I was like, yes, I use an app called Rakuten, and I've been using it for now forever, what seems like. You guys have heard me talk about it before. You heard Gretchy talk about it. And she was like, yes, that's it. Rakuten is the app that I use also, which 17 million people use Rakuten. But I mean, I was super stoked to know that one of my friends is also saving money. And I'm telling you, you guys, cash gets deposited into my PayPal for me shopping. It's a no-brainer. It's also super easy. You just download the Rakuten app and you start shopping at your favorite stores. There's 3,500 of them, so it's easy to do. I go to Nike, Sephora, Macy's, what else? Ulta. They all have cash back. Now, get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for those details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. That's again, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really does add up.
Not like you, Gretchen. You're not a Donna.
I told we parted ways after the rule following, okay? Yeah. Okay. So when this David Stewart was questioned, he said he had never purchased a phone card before, but when they searched his house, they found one. And they found that it had been used to call 9 different fast food restaurants, one of which was in Idaho and had reported a hoax phone call to the police. When they searched his house, they also found loads of like police magazines and police job applications. And so the theory is, you know, David Stewart really
wanted to be a police officer.
Yeah, he really wanted to be a policeman. Scary. So when this bizarre story broke, it came out that similar instances had been happening all over the country for over 10 years. There were 70 cases of similar hoaxes with Officer Scott, and they ranged in levels of disturbing. There was one in Georgia where the caller was able to get the 55-year-old janitor do a cavity search on a 19-year-old cashier at a McDonald's. There was one at a Taco Bell in Phoenix where the caller managed to get the manager to pick out a customer in the dining room and strip search them. I mean, like bananas.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, this.
Yeah.
For 10 years, this went on. Okay. So David Stewart goes to trial, and it seems like it's going to be pretty open and shut, right? Well, I think that's what most people thought, but the jury didn't. He was acquitted.
No way. No yeah. way.
Yeah. They were not convinced by the blurry video images, and they didn't convict him based on no one actually seeing him make the phone calls. Crazy, right? Wow. But yeah. Pretty sure they got it wrong, because ever since he was arrested, the calls that went on for 10 years have all stopped.
Stopped? Oh.
Yeah.
Kawinky dink.
Kawinky dink. Okay. So poor Louise had to relive her assault as she testified against him, only for his smug ass to walk out of court a free man. Balls.
So where is he right now?
Dude, he changed his name and moved off the planet, and so did the rest of his family, which... Okay, so David Stewart, he got off. He's doing something else. But guess who did not get off?
Wes.
Wes actually pled guilty to sexual assault and false imprisonment in exchange for his testimony against David Stewart.
Against Donna. Oh, Dana, David Stewart.
David Stewart, like, the caller. So he was given a 5-year sentence, which he served 3 years in prison for this.
Wow. And this David Stewart.
I mean, he did sexually assault her and falsely. And David Stewart got nothing.
And what about Donna? Come on. Donna's the star of this whole thing.
Okay. So Donna was fired from McDonald's.
Now she's working at In-N-Out.
Yeah. I think Donna doesn't need to work anymore. So Donna was fired from McDonald's and also charged with false imprisonment, to which she pled guilty to in exchange for a year of probation. So.
Okay.
Both Donna and Luis gave interviews to ABC News. I'm going to play you a little of Donna's. When they ask her about why she thought it would be acceptable to have her fiance come and sit with a naked girl in the back room.
I'll be married soon. I'm engaged.
He asked me, he said, are you married? And I said, well, I'm engaged. And he asked me, he said, do you trust him? And I said, yes. He said, could he come up there and just sit?
Now, at that point, you must have thought, this isn't right. No police officer would ask a stranger to come and watch her
I honestly thought he was a police officer and what I was doing was the right thing. I thought I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
So the rest of Donna's interview is pretty cold. It seems like she doesn't even feel sorry for what she put this poor girl through and her role in it. She's just like, I just followed instructions, you know?
Yeah.
So even when they asked her about Louise saying she begged her every time she came in the room to make Donna make this stop, Donna says, it wasn't that bad. Well, yeah, it was, Donna. I mean,
Donna,
she was sexually assaulted. It was bad. She was assaulted and humiliated. How bad does it how bad does it have to be? I mean, it was bad, Donna. Yeah, physically
Donna.
Assaulted her too. Oh, so you're going to
love this.
Donna's
missing a screw.
Okay, so Donna ended up suing McDonald's for not providing her with enough information regarding hoax phone calls in her management training and subsequently causing emotional distress.
Oh, please, Donna.
Donna won, Tab.
How much did Donna win?
Guess.
Well, you said she doesn't have to work anymore, so I would say $2.5 million.
Well, she lives in Kentucky, so she only needs $1.5
million. Hmm.
$1.5 million.
Wow. For being a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 3.5 hours or whatever, she could have made one phone call to the police to say, hey, just want to make
verify.
Sure. That yeah. I'm on the phone with a police officer telling me to do some wonky ass shit.
Yeah.
That any normal human would be like, this seems a little strange. Like, maybe I don't need my employee to be giving my fiance a blowjob.
Yeah.
And Wes, too. Idiot. I mean, they should have got married because they are both idiots.
Perfect for each other. Right?
And not ever made babies.
I agree. Well, you know, Donna was older. I mean, I would say she's like late 30s is being kind.
Like,
she's probably in her 40s.
Like 40.
Like us.
Me, like an old woman.
Yeah. So I think she was past the baby making stage. But yeah.
Thank
so.
Heavens.
Yes. I had the same reaction as you when I learned Donna received $1.5 million.
Please tell me that Louisa got like $5 million at least.
Okay, I will. So Louise sued McDonald's for $200 million and won, but was actually only awarded $6.5 million.
Okay. Thank you. She deserves every ounce of that amount of money.
Yes, I agree. She left the courtroom and was all smiles with her $6.5 million.
Yeah.
I'll
give a blowjob any day for that
much money.
Yeah, no
one thinks they're really going to. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. Just kidding.
Don't hate
just
me forever.
Kidding. Okay. Don't do that. But, I mean, no one thinks they're really going to win $200 million when they sue for that much money. Right?
No.
Yeah. Okay. So Louise is all grown up now and married with children of her own. And I mean, she appears to be lovely and living her best life on social media.
Good.
So, I mean, this happened in 2004,
in Kentucky
so it's
still?
Been a minute. She is in Kentucky, but not Mount Washington. Somewhere
else. She moved her ass right out of there with her 6.5. She's like, I don't need this
$400,000
house.
Yeah, she's doing fine. Oh, yeah. She's doing fine. Yeah. So I wish her the best. I think she deserves everything, single dollar. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And lesson learned.
Yeah.
Dude, talk to your kids, right?
About not
about
doing weird things.
I am like
that.
Between like if anyone is holding you to question you, I don't care if they're 18 or not, okay? You call me. You call me.
Yeah, right.
Or your dad. Or, you know, you need a lawyer and your mommy always. You don't talk to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is like, and I feel so bad for her with this whole, like, I listen to adults because I kind of, you know, tell my kids that too. Like, don't talk back. Unless they're a creep, talk back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never stop talking. It's a fine line, though. It's hard.
Yes, it is hard because it is hard. It's hard because, yes. Yes. Yeah. And when their brains are immature, they kind of, you know, they don't know the right from wrong. I mean, but at 18, she knew that she was being put in a position that was not right, but she didn't know how to break free from it. She didn't know how to stand her own ground. I can kind of see her being a real meek person, which,
yeah,
you know, the caller, he just got lucky, right? Because his description was just somebody that...
Vague. Yeah, it was very vague. It was like a young girl, brown
also,
hair.
I mean, he probably knew to ask for a young girl, right? He's like, yeah, if I ask for a young girl,
this.
I might
yeah.
as well, like, I'm going to get somebody that's, and you know, that will listen to authority and not question it. I, on the other hand, think I would have been like, no way. No way.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything
but,
until an officer comes down here. That's right.
But you never know. You know, like.
But they don't
knows?
Get it. It's a small town. They don't get a lot of action there. So they think, yeah. you know, whatever. Okay. Also, I wanted to mention that they made a movie about this. It's called Compliance. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon Prime if anyone is interested. I thought it depicted the actual events in the back room pretty accurately. And it helped seeing someone act it out, you
yeah.
know, like seeing someone be portrayed as the caller and being like, you know, I need you on my side, Donna. You could do this. And seeing how someone like that could, you know, fall for it. What I did not like about the movie was that they portrayed Luis as kind of a floozy, which could not be further from the truth. I mean, I think they just wanted to make like a hot movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if there's a young girl forced to be giving a blowjob, they want her to be like a little Barbie doll, which, I mean, that's Holly weird for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they make it seem like Donna was jealous of her, which, I mean, I don't think that was really the case either.
No. I
no.
think Donna was just a dummy.
Yeah, Donna. Yeah.
Hopefully Donna learned her lesson, too. They're $1.5 million.
Yeah, she learned it pays to be stupid. I wish I did something stupid enough to get $1.5 million.
Fucking A, dude. Like, how on earth?
She lost her job and she has a misdemeanor on her record.
Big whoop. Yeah. Like, you lost your job. Lots of people lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. I lost my job. I think the lady was named.
You're
was
fired.
Donna. I got fired.
you got you know fired that? In real life? No, where did you get
in
fired
real
from?
Life? I got fired. Yeah. So I worked at this clothing store called, it was at the Camarillo Outlet Mall.
Oh, I worked at the same one after you.
No. Barney's?
Yeah, Barney's.
Not Barney's. Yeah, no. I didn't get fired from Barney's. I got fired from this like surf shop that was there.
Okay.
And I had this manager. She was 30 and I was 16 or 17, something like that. And I was probably 17, 18. She was real jealous of me because all the security guards liked me because I was like 18 and hot. And she was 30 with a baby and then pregnant with like her second or something. And I thought 30 was real old at that point, but now I think 30 is real young.
Totally.
And one of the security guards.
I looked like this when I was 30.
I know. I had some like real big cheeks. I had like lots more collagen in the face.
Yeah.
And one of the security guards came by and I was like, oh, do you have some money that I could go buy at Auntie's and Pretzel? Remember that place in the mall?
Sounds so good.
And he gave it to me and she found out that he gave me money to buy Auntie Anne's pretzel. And she said that was against the rules and she fired me for it.
Fired your ass.
But really, she was just jealous that I was getting all the action from the security guards when she really wanted it. Because I think she ended up having an affair with one of them or something crazy like that.
Oh, my God. I never would have had the balls to ask someone for money.
Oh, yeah. Usually I would just get it for free from like the people working there.
Yeah, I did.
I was real good at that too.
Usually I had the kind of boyfriends that took all my money.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I was opposite. Like I would just get shit for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is my point all the time. I've learned so much from you over the years.
Like when you ask for something, you get it. It's not that hard.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm obviously like, you know, when you get older, it doesn't happen as much or frequent.
No, it doesn't.
You're not as cute anymore.
No, it doesn't.
College
you get told
level.
You're old. They yeah. like older women.
Although I got free shots. So,
oh.
Yeah, because I'm like, do you guys not see the rings on our finger?
Were you not worried? I mean, have you not been listening to enough true crime? Were you not worried that these free shots were like laced with one of those date rape drugs?
No, because it was like the waiters at the place. Like they just wanted extra tip. And I think they liked that we were fun. And I told you the place that we went, there's not a lot of people.
Dude, I just cannot. I don't care how many people show up to this Dallas location that you can message us about. I cannot wait to have me some fun.
I know. Gretchen needs a little fun in her life, and I can't wait either. And I'm going to buy you a couple shots.
Oh, my God. And listen, Southwest canceled my flight, you guys. Whatever, Southwest. Okay. So I had
well,
to rebook
you got another
my flight.
Flight.
I got another. Okay. So I got another flight, but I was so excited that I didn't have to use up very many miles to go the first time. Okay. Whatever. And I was like, ugh.
Oh, okay. Did they up your miles?
Fuck yeah, they did. Like 18,000.
Oh my God, that's why. But by the way, that's why they canceled that flight. You guys, okay. So when Gretchen first booked it, I looked at how much it was just to pay for it, not on miles. It was $87 round trip, Gretch.
Yeah, it was like, so, it was such a good deal. I was like, oh, I'm so
such
excited.
A good deal. And then LA opened up, or like California was like, oh, we're going to be open now. And the plane flights skyrocketed in cost. And that's why they did that. They were like, we can cancel the flight and then, you know, make some extra moolah.
Listen, making lemons out of lemonade, though, I'm getting two trips in one. Because then I discovered my new flight has a 2-hour layover in Las Vegas. And you know, right when you get off the plane in Las Vegas, they have slot machines. And all
yes,
I've been wanting to do since this pandemic started was sit my ass in front of a slot machine.
Wheel of Fortune. I hope they have Wheel of Fortune for you.
Oh, I will find it. I cannot. I'm like almost as excited to go to the airport in Vegas as I am to partay in
you
Dallas.
You better get a little drink. Actually, you come in on Thursday, so we have some sporting events we got to go to, me and you.
I'm either going to be in a real good mood or a real bad mood.
Don't spend all your money.
I'm going to give myself a budget. Money. Don't tell my husband. He'll get screwed.
You're going to get yourself a what?
I'm going to give myself a budget. A budget.
Oh, a budget. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'll buy you the shots at the meetup. So
oh.
you can spend a little bit extra there.
Oh, okay. I'll factor that okay. in.
Good. All right, you guys. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, on YouTube. What is it? HWTC?
That's correct.
YouTube is like HWTC because I couldn't use this, you know, our name for some reason.
Oh, if anybody needs to eat a dick this week, it's Southwest for the whole flight thing. Just so.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Eat a banana, Chrissy.
Eat a banana.
Kara,
we have
Southwest.
A Chrissy. Chrissy is mm-hmm. coming to our meetup and she's a good Chrissy. So I'm looking forward to seeing her there. Also, our friend Sarah Bench is going to come. She was not
oh,
going
I can't
to
wait to meet you, Sarah. I'm so excited. I just got a message from Kelly Peterson that maybe her and her friend are going to come.
Is that
so
the one?
It's like a party
Oklahoma?
Of
Oklahoma?
Yes. Did you message her too?
No, I didn't message her back. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
If you guys want to support us more, please give us a review on Apple or shout us out to your friends on Instagram or Facebook. We really appreciate it. And I will do shout outs soon, you guys. But I've been real overwhelmed with shit going on over here, like my clothes being sent to Salvation Army.
It's a rough life for Tab.
Now I just have this t-shirt. The only thing. No, just kidding. Yeah. So clink, clink.
Clink, clink, y'all.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.